This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter, at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Well, we meet again a little early today. Thank you for joining us. We have a double header tonight, but right now it appears our channel is being hijacked. Steve?
Yep.
Yes.
Are you scared? Yeah,
somebody took it over and I don't know what we're in for. Hold me?
I'll hold you.
You've no idea.
I'll comfort you.
Yeah.
gotta cut that hair so it doesn't get in my face, but
you can play with my hair. I don't mind. You can play with
my hair. Okay. All right. Cut it out, you two. I will separate you. Dave, you might
have to smile too long. With rubbing off on see the key agenda. It's a real thing.
Let me take the time out to Go ahead.
No, please.
Oh, go ahead, Kyle. Oh, okay.
Immediately following, the show at 9 o'clock, Shannon and I will be starting our call-in show. You can dial if you want to go ahead and get the number. It's 1-313-666-7371. And that is by coincidence because the number is 1-313-NONSEC1. I will be taking your calls for an hour and a half, and that will be immediately following the show. So that's all I had. Now, Team Skeptic, please, after you.
Well, what you said was way cooler than what I was going to say. So
usually,
yes, we just
yes. Welcome to the Science or Satire show. This is episode 0.9. We're actually. This is our last episode we're doing before we move the show to our channel. We figured we really wanted to involve the community, the active members of the community. We've had Red's Rhetoric on, we've had Godless Engineer on, we've had Conspiracy Cats on, and we've had Simon Dan on. And we were like, man, who's left? Who do we need to? Who deserves the most respect in this community? And it's absolutely you two guys, man. Kyle and Steve, we can only show our appreciation to you guys and how much we, you know, just appreciate what you do for the community by bringing you on as our pinnacle guest, as the one that closes out our preseason, our dress rehearsal. Let me be the first one to welcome you guys to the Science or Satire show. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing awesome. Well, thank you for inviting us to your show here. We appreciate it. We wish the very best for you.
You didn't have a choice. Many
episodes to come. Yeah, we really had no choice in this. So I don't know what the hell I'm thanking them for, but it's cool.
No one's buying the we're the pinnacle either.
One person in the live chat, I think, did.
You just needed one more show. And you're like, well,
yeah, fuck it. We ran out of everyone else, and it was like, well, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, but we could ask Kyle and Steve.
Let's just be honest. I like that.
Take what you can get. Yeah, we get it.
What I did is I said
bottom of the barrel.
I said I was going to flip a coin.
Sorry, go on, team.
Go ahead. I said I was going to flip a coin, and if it landed on heads, we'd bring Kyle on, and he could bring Steve. And if it landed on tails, we'd bring Steve on, he could bring Kyle. So. You guys were getting it no matter what. When we were down to our last two options, that's what it kind of came out to. So thank you for being our last two options and giving us no choice but to pick you.
And if it landed on
in all seriousness, I personally want to say a massive thanks to you guys for having me on your channel so often, because you had me on when I had less than 200 subs the first time, and I don't think I would have got the traction that I had without you guys having me on and being part of this community. So thanks for that. And
you broke 10,000, right?
Past 10,000 today. Feels good.
More than me.
If you see a channel with promise and somebody with an attitude and a heavy metal screaming intro, you know that it's going to go somewhere. So it would have been really, really dumb of us. But to be fair, you appearing on the show is equally as beneficial for us. So we appreciate it in return to both of you.
No worries. I have a great time, and I know I've killed my sleep pattern, but hey, it's all worth it.
You don't need it anyway.
I would say that the same thing happened for me. It was really the two bumps that I really got in subscribers. Really, I've gotten three bumps in subscribers. The first one was when I first started out, and Red's Rhetoric gave me a big shout out, and I was like, hey, that's great. You know, I'm just new here. I don't have anything to offer, really. And then I got onto y'all's show as a contestant in the debate roulette, and then that turned into me coming on to a few times. And man, I can't tell you enough, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Truly,
you guys are fucking amazing. Your first show here wasn't even about the flat Earth, as I recall. It was about the tanks, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had to I remember that I was fighting on the pro side of torture. We were arguing whether torture was effective or not, and I was arguing yes.
Yeah. A very popular
for flat earthers, right?
Very popular opinion.
Yeah. I didn't think it would be with the audience, but and I still don't think that they were very supportive of me. I think they kind of thought I was a dick because I was taking that position. But they still do. And that's why they love me, I guess. I don't know.
You know, it's funny. I think we do have a really good eye for talent, right? I mean, I knew talent when I saw it with Kyle. We have other organizations that have subsequently formed, huge channels or great channels. I mean, look at Digital Hammurabi. I mean, we knew instantly. Hit right, even some of the people that are very popular now, back in the day, Rachel Oates and Genetically Modified Skeptic, we knew them when they were a couple hundred subs. I think we do have a really good eye for people we think are going to become very popular very quickly. You guys both met that criteria, more so flat earth than you team,
to be fair though, those people all did if we did anything, we just had you guys on and we did a show. You guys, did the work and got to where you are because of the hard work.
Right.
Like everybody does.
You did it yourself. Don't ever give us your own credit.
You lost sleep for this. That matters. That's saying something. People don't realize the time zone you're in.
I know this thing, I have to pander to the American audience. So I do most of my premieres at kind of like 3-4 o'clock in the morning for me. And just say my debate, so kind of that thing.
Just say God bless America and ranch dressing, and the American audience will be yours.
Oh yeah, God bless America and that ranch dressing.
I have too much intellectual integrity to say God bless ranch dressing. God bless America. God bless mustard, but not ranch dressing. Okay, guys.
How dare you?
Get out. Talking about God, I'm wearing the Red Rhetoric t-shirt with the Christians under New Testament, and someone where I live actually said, oh, I didn't know you were a Christian, and I used red line of, I'm just in it for the acronym, and the look I got was to die for.
Yeah, I tried to look, put them in there as inconspicuous as I could, but there's only, you know, I just had to line it up just right because I didn't want Teespring being like, we don't approve of you using the word cunt on your shirt. So I was like, okay.
Why not? It's such an awesome word, right?
It's very poignant.
It's a form of greeting in some countries.
Well, in Scotland, if someone calls you a cunt, it's actually a term of endearment, as in, oh, he's a good cunt, him. So.
Yeah, that won't fly over here.
I would never make it over there. Back. What'd you call me? You call me a cunt? So we normally do this.
Especially in Texas.
Don't do that in Texas.
Yeah. No. So we normally do this by starting out with having an interview and finding out a little bit more about you guys. Because no one ever talks about you. You always talk about everybody else. Whoever talks about you guys on your channel. So let's start asking you guys a few questions. The first question I want to ask.
Real quick, I'm skeptic. Steve does plenty of talking about himself. Have you not watched the show?
Always. Yeah.
I was under the exact opposite. I thought it was all about you and your hair.
No, it's about his. It's all about my philosophy and science. So it's
you don't watch the show.
If I had his body and his looks, man, we'd be like formidable.
Don't make it weird, Steve.
Oh God. Yeah,
like it wasn't a long time ago.
Okay, go on with that first question there, Team Skeptic.
So how did the Non Sequitur show actually start? Whose idea was it to get this going?
It wasn't necessarily either one of us had the idea for the show that it would eventually become. I had watched some debates, many of which took place in Steve's great debate community, and I wanted to do a VH1 behind the music thing on four people, and I had picked out Brett King, G-Man, Steve, and Reg Rhetoric. Wow. And I interviewed all of them. I interviewed G-Man. We spoke for 3 hours. I interviewed Brett King. That's where the Brett King saga actually started. Mm-hmm. And then I spoke with Steve for a while, and we hit it off. And so I asked Steve what he thought about doing something like where we just interviewed people in his great debate community. And I just wanted to do an audio only podcast. Steve suggested that we put it up on YouTube, you know, just with the audio and with an image up there and let people listen. And one thing led to another, and then eventually Arn came on, and the rest is history.
Why would you want to make it audio only with those good looks?
Because
Have you seen his transformations over the last 2 years? Have you seen him transform? This is like his final form. Yeah, it's pretty radical.
I saw a picture of Kyle from way back that blew my mind. I would never, if I've known him back then, there would be no way I could see him today and go, oh yeah, hey Kyle, I remember you from high school.
Which one?
I don't want to put it out there like that, but the one where you were slightly a little bit bigger than you are now.
Oh yeah, when I was 300
when I
pounds.
Slightly, I mean, yeah, when I say slightly, I mean... Yeah. He was slightly on astronomical terms.
I used to weigh 300 pounds. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. There are still pictures. I left two pictures up there on Facebook just for the very fact that I want someone coming back going, who is this? Or like when I remember when I came back from summer break to college, I was in a fraternity. And I walked in, and all summer long I had been like just killing myself, you know, working out and dieting and all that. And no one recognized me. It was the greatest feeling ever. It was fantastic. I might do that again the opposite way though. I might just eat myself into another 300 pounds and see anybody
Doesn't that just sound like so much fun?
Yeah.
I try, and it never works for me. No matter how much I eat, I stay at like about 165 to 170 nonstop. I lose weight. I can't get.
I lost 20 pounds, and I'm putting it back on quickly because I've been stress eating, and I've been putting. I put back 10 pounds back on, so now I got to freaking figure out how to take it off again. It's a cycle. It's not easy.
So Steve, yeah. Why Kyle? Why Kyle? Why did you
have you seen him?
Why him instead of everybody else? Well, the looks are only part. He could be, you know, if he didn't have the personality, the looks wouldn't have got you anywhere but a thumbnail.
It's actually pretty simple. When I had the Great Debate Community, we had people coming on as guests, right? We had Dr. Hugh Ross on and Buzz Rana Dr. Barry Switzer. So we had some big names on. And so this was a type of format that I was going for. And there were some issues going on in the community, and Kyle was doing this documentary type thing, and he approached me on it, and he liked the format, he liked the vision, and I didn't have the skill sets to go where I wanted to go alone, and I recognize that, right? I am limited in my abilities artistically and things of that nature, but I recognize that he had the talent on that, right? And so between the fact that we can go on air, talk to people, and have conversations, and do all that, and he could actually provide some of the artwork for things of that nature, then I thought it was a really good synergistic type thing, relationship that we could have out of it. When we first started with the podcast, the graphics were a lot different, right? I mean, he used older software. He's gotten better software now, more adept at producing these types of graphics. But we still have the podcast. A lot of people don't realize that we still have a podcast out there. Our podcast has like 600,000 downloads, well over 500,000 downloads. That's pretty good. This is iTunes. So I do the podcast about 3 or 4 nights a week. It depends on if there's a good episode or not, but sometimes it's limited to 3 nights a week. But I try to put it out Monday through Friday. And if I don't put an episode out for a couple of days, what happens, Kyle?
I get emails.
He gets actual emails going, where's the podcast? But it's not always feasible, and plus there's some technical issues with it as well. But we actually have a podcast too, so if you want to listen to the Non Sequitur show while you're driving or something like that, you can do so. By downloading it off iTunes, Stitcher, or Spreaker, or what else are we on? A couple of them.
All the things.
Well, I would say this. I feel like I'm a pretty big non-sec fan, okay? Try to make as many of the shows as possible, even if I'm just listening. I know it all helps the algorithm, but I actually love the conversations you have because you don't just bring on your point of view and people who support your point of view. You bring on, and not just for debates, I'm talking about you bring on people just to have the conversation, which is something this whole community missed. And I feel as a big non-sec fan that I completely let you down because I had no idea about your podcast. So we definitely need to get that out more because I need to be paying attention to that as well.
Yeah. There's only so many hours in a day though.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the thing. You guys will have people on whether you agree with what they're saying or not, but is there anyone that you've had on that you really regret bringing onto the show?
Yes, most of them.
Me and team.
There's been a few.
Mine is me and Fight the Flat Earth. Who else did you not like?
I'm gonna say no. Whether they were a dumpster fire or whether they were just an asshole, I think that there's something that can be taken away from everyone that we've had on the show, whether it be from George Lujack, so you can see how just ridiculous some of the things that people can believe are, all the way to Matt Powell looking at me in the face and telling me that the government should execute me for being gay. Those show a side of humanity, I think, that people need to see sometime. It's unnerving and uncomfortable when you have to hear things that that sort of, unnerve you, but I think that's necessary so that you can sort of know what's out there and what you may be up against in certain situations. I think that, so I would say there's no one I regret having on.
One of my
favorites. Yeah, I mean, Dave, go ahead.
I was just going to say one of my favorites, the other direction here, is the George Lujak King Crocoduck debate, because that was hilarious. That was hilarious. Oh my
God. Yeah, I don't regret having George on because he was just so inept. But no, I think, I don't know what, I think, I don't think the word regret really is the appropriate word to be used. But if I had to say, if I could eliminate a guest that I wouldn't like to have on, I was not happy like Dean Esme comes on. I don't think we should give him a platform. I want nothing to do with the guy. I think that he's just vile, reprehensible. I think this entire channel is one bigoted, reprehensible channel, Red Pill Religion. And so I can't say that I regret like having Dean Esme on, but if I could have a guest I can choose not to have on, it would probably be something along those lines. But I understand the reasoning, right? I'm not saying, I'm like Kyle. I think that ideas should be put in the sunlight, right? I do think that there are no such thing as an idea that we shouldn't be able to argue against, right? I think that there are basically opinions people have, and people are going to have different expressions of those opinions. And I don't like the silencing aspect, right? I don't like the deplatforming. One of the main staples we had when we started Non Sequitur, if you go read like the thing on the podcast, are they about, is that we pride ourselves on people having different opinions. We pride ourselves on having a discourse of topics and dialectics and conversations. That's what it's all about. And you're not going to have people on all the time that you agree with. And the audience is going to have people on listening to them that they don't agree with. It is the nature of the beast, right? You cannot say, hey, we're going to have this person on because this people like this person. We're not going to have this person on because this group doesn't like this person. No, we have pretty much anybody who we want to have on. If some people like that person, they watch. If they don't, they don't watch that particular episode. They wait to the next episode. Not a big deal, right?
The thing is this, when I do get a lot of people saying, you know, you shouldn't have this person on again or don't have this person on. And I'm never going to listen to that. I haven't listened to it from the start. I'm not going to change. There are billions of hours being uploaded to YouTube every day. So if there's night we're on, you know, we're on 9 times a week. There are 9 shows that come out of this channel every week. I completely understand if there are times where you're not going to watch every single episode. If someone, you know, pisses you off and you don't agree with them, watch something else. Catch us on the next one. You know, it's it doesn't offend me whatsoever.
Yeah. Who did you get the most flack from like, let's say your crowd for having on?
That's easy.
Well, that JF. Was, everybody knows that one. Yeah, JF by far.
Without a doubt, but
here's the thing, team. Nobody said jack shit about having him on the first time we had him on. I don't remember anybody coming to me and saying, "Hey, you know, you shouldn't have this guy on." I maybe if they did, I don't remember. Kyle may remember something I don't. But as far as I know, Dave, anybody else? Does anybody recall anybody having any flack the first time Jeff was on? If so, no. I don't remember it.
It's because he was in a debate with John Perry from Stated Clearly, and they were actually having a scientific minded. You didn't see that side of JF. There wasn't nothing to latch on to.
I think there was a couple people that were kind of on about it, but it was more about the references to his personal life that was the problem at that point.
I mean, people were talking about his girlfriend.
I didn't pay much attention.
You were talking about his girlfriend, but I don't regret having him on either, and I won't. Because people can get outraged over the fact that, you know, he was on and he's an alt-writer, but we actively were denouncing his views and pushing back against them. He didn't come on to like get to know JF or to talk about what JF's hobbies were. It was a debate. And like I said a second ago, sometimes there are going to be conversations that are uncomfortable. And if it's too uncomfortable, just turn the channel. Watch Teletubbies.
Y'all had Jesse Lee Peterson on.
We're not
going to
put
a
trigger warning on. Oh yeah,
we did have Jesse Lee Peterson on.
Did you catch flack for that? I caught flack for saying, if you're into the political discussion, he's a good watch. My people turned on me. They were like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
When you say
good watch, though, what do you mean by that?
He's entertaining. He's a very entertaining guy.
He, Yeah, he's entertaining. Yeah. There's flat earthers out there that are a good watch because they're entertaining to watch. Like they're engaging enough. They're stupid. I don't agree with the flat earthers, but they are entertaining to watch.
There are two things.
I think Russian Vid is the biggest example of that, right? Because like I really disagree with so much Russian Vid says, but every interaction I have with Russian Vids is a great show. It's a great entertainment.
Yeah,
it's just because it's entertainment.
That's crazy. That's a good distinction to make too. I don't think a lot of people do that. Like what you have to do, you have to be able, I think, to when you look at these people who these online personalities, right? There are varying degrees of these personalities. There are people who are absolutely serious about everything that they say. They want to be taken seriously, and the people take them seriously. Like the Ben Shapiro's, the Young Turks, those you know on each side of the spectrum. There are those people that you don't sit here and think that they are trolling or playing a character. They are being they're being themselves. As bad or good as their ideas are, they're being themselves. You then have to take a step back and you have to look at people like Jesse Lee Peterson, like Brett Keane, these sort of personalities where no matter what they say, no one takes them seriously because they're so outlandish. Now, there might be some people that take them, you know, what they say seriously, but I think you have to be, you have to really pay attention to, them in every aspect. Like I followed Jesse Lee Peterson just because I find him entertaining too. And he is one that he wants to be sort of the not really a contrarian, but he wants to it's shock value. For example, he's all the time saber rattling about, homosexuals. That's where the shirt in our merch store, that radical homosexual, when he called me a radical homosexual, you know, he's all the time saying, you know, that, you know, homosexuality is wrong, blah, 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 blah. Well, then when he had Steven Anderson on last week, Steven Anderson is such a disgusting human being that even Jesse Lee Peterson mopped the floor with him because Steven Anderson said, yeah, the only people that I hate on this planet are homosexuals. I believe they should all die, blah, 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 blah. And Jesse Lee Peterson took him to task on why you shouldn't hate homosexuals. Why, if you hated anybody, then you're not of God because God is not of hate. I mean, just beat him up one side of the aisle and down the other. It was really great to watch, actually. Even though I don't agree with anything Jesse Lee Peterson said, in this moment he was kicking ass for the right reason for the first time. So I mean, you got to remember who you're dealing with, and give him the
amount of task when he wants to.
Yeah,
Kyle, who was the guy that you had on that you had a lot of pleasure in throwing off? I can't remember his name.
Oh man, that's happened. That's happened many times.
Brett Keane, because you'd had an interaction with Brett Keane like a year before, and you'd been waiting for a chance to get back at him. That was one of the most glorious bits of like entertainment I'd ever seen. The joy in your face when you got to do that.
Well, that's where the show, he was one of the four that I wanted to do that behind the things with. And so I went to Brett Keane. Me and Brett Keane had a 3-hour conversation. We got through half the questions that I wanted. And so we left off the call a year and a half ago. I thought very well. And then the next day I got this big long Facebook message from him saying, well, I think you're trying to set me up. I don't want to answer the rest of your questions. And then he linked me, he sent me a link, and the link went to his website, which opened up to this blog talking about how homosexuality was akin to bestiality and pedophilia. Oh, and I remember thinking in that moment, I'm going to get this son of a bitch if it's the last thing that I do. Like if I do anything. So I worked my ass off to scrub any sort of communication we ever had. I wanted to forget who I was, and he did. He didn't remember me for anything. And then I waited.
I could tell.
I waited an hour and a half.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
it was great. You just clicked in.
I remember that. Hey, can we do it? Can we do this for in your honor? Can we play the Brett Keane song?
Sure.
Yeah. Are you aware of the Brett Keane song? I thought I heard it here first. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'll turn it over to Fight the Flat Earth. I'll go find that Brett King song real quick, and I'll shoot the link over to Dave so he can play it. Because I think I think that's one asshole that does absolutely deserve
you talk about,
a song.
You talk about the about opera? This...
No.
Just the only thing is I don't want to get hit with a DMCA. We got to make sure that we don't get hit with a DMCA for playing it.
Oh, you know, I don't think you will, because I've played it before on my channel. Reds has played it before on his channel. It's actually a community-made song. But yeah, go ahead, Fight the Flat Earth. I'll find that for Dave, and I'll shoot you that link, Dave, in 1 second.
Talking about Dave, I feel like that's someone we should also say thank you to, is Dave, who's the producer of Nonsec. When did you get involved with Nonsec, Dave?
Oh, now you're going to interview me. Okay. Well, it's been, what, about a year now, Kyle? About a year ago with Telltale Atheist, he came on, and before I co-hosted that show. I was actually a co-host on the show for that first, as well as producing it, because at the time, Frank from the Geek Room was producing it, and he was spreading himself really thin at that point in time. He was going out and doing morning walks coming on. He was doing Pimp Monk, Morning Wood, and then he was doing this, and then he was also doing, you know, Let's Riff with the Geek Room. So he was doing a lot of stuff, and he was, you know, I produced that one show, and everybody's like, well, that looked really good. What was different? Oh, it's in high def. So Kyle then turned around and asked me, said, can you do it all the time? Because you can do a high def, and it kind of went from there.
Yeah, Frankie's computer crashed. Right before a show, so we were in a pickle, like a big pickle, and Dave came to the rescue.
Well, hey, Dave, I sent you the link. Now I do want to say that I need to know if you guys have a VMix affiliate, because I think we're about to purchase VMix for our show, and if there's a commission that gets to be made, I'd like you guys to have it. So. I want to look into that before I make that purchase.
I don't think there is.
I don't think so either. Okay. It's just you just
There's not a place to put that. But you get to try it out for 60 days for free, the whole thing. So take advantage of that.
Oh, you do? Yeah, the $1,200 version. You get to try that out.
You have to learn how to use it. It's learning curve is not something you pick up overnight.
How similar is it to
OBS? Well, then I'll go ahead and get onto it immediately.
Not similar at all.
So do you have that ready for us, Dave?
Yes, I do. I just need to map it in for the audio.
Everybody went quiet. I was trying to make sure that I wasn't just talking to myself momentarily.
I'm muted.
I do that all the time, but I try to do that only at planned times during the day.
You know, let me just say the thing with Brett Keane, because I've known Brett Keane for a very, very long time. He didn't remember me either, by the way. I had many altercations with Brett back in the day. I mean, been kicked out of his room, and we used to go at it pretty hard back in the old days in some of the chat rooms. And he didn't remember any of that, right? He just spaced it off. But see, my concern was resurrecting him from the dead, because he became so marginalized that even his own people didn't want to have anything to do with him. I mean, people just marginalized him to the point of obscurity, and my concern was, you know, bringing him back into the limelight and getting some notoriety again. And now that he's gotten a little bit back in limelight, he's been literally trying to write our coattails for the last so many months, because DP really doesn't do much with him either. So he's just kind of trying to latch on to anything that he can latch on to, but nobody watches his stuff anymore. I mean, no. When I last looked at his channel, I mean, like 12 people would watch his stuff. So I'm glad that he didn't get back.
You can't get views when you're shadow banned by Twitter.
That's what that must be. What it is? He's completely.
I imagine
everything's a conspiracy. Right?
He's actually been kicked off YouTube numerous times. He's not even supposed to be on YouTube. He's been kicked off more than once. YouTube doesn't.
I can just imagine just
trying to stop a God believer trying to tell people about the word.
Because there's not any God believers on YouTube, right? Really?
Right.
Right.
You see,
just make
YouTube
sure you
going
check out my
gaming
channel,
all, right?
Games You Love.
You do that.
I
would
watch you
all
play
Kyle.
Games.
All right, Dave. Let's play a little bit of that song.
Yes. Lovely visage there.
Hey there. I just wanted to make a nice positive message for fellow Drunken Peasants fans. You know, some people out there might be feeling down, might be feeling depressed. And I just wanted to make sure that you remember it can always be even. Worse.
Surviving on rats and pee. At least I'm not Brett Keane. At least I'm not Brett Keane. If your life is full of failures and it's getting real tough now, your body's riddled with cancer, your spouse has kicked you out, your own family has disowned you, nowhere at all to be. At least you're not Brett Keane.
Can I just say, let me...
Oh, that's brilliant.
Let me just say the last thing about Brett Keane. What he's on now is that he is convinced that Twitter stock has been bought by a bunch of Muslims. And that's why if you talk about God, you're a shadow banned. And if you praise terrorism, like you like his words, if you praise the destruction and the death that comes to innocent people, then Twitter will promote you. So for all of you out there who are praising and praising terrorism, you know, giving a hashtag terrorism and a thumbs up.
Praise that destruction.
You're good. You're good. This is also the guy that literally said 3 weeks ago that the reason you can't vote Democrat in 2020 is because they now can, when a mother has a child, the doctor will take the baby and you will have a chance to say whether or not you want to still have this kid or not. And he literally says, this is a quote, and I am not joking. He literally says, either the doctor will stick them with some kind of poison or smother them. Those are the two. If you choose not to have the kid after the fucking kid is born, you can have the choice of poisoning them to death or smothering them. This is that the intellect that you're dealing with. Now, if you don't believe me, go watch his video about abortion. It is 100% true.
He's batshit.
He is a fucking idiot. Well,
there's crazy, then there's crazy.
Yeah, I've never personally dealt with Brett Keane, but Brett Keane, if you watch this, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're gonna have a video made about you now.
Okay.
My first introduction to the non-sex show was because I was getting into watching all the Flat Earth stuff, and I'd come across Red's rhetoric, and then I saw Red's debate with Jaronism on non-sec, and that was my first introduction to the non-sequitur show. When did you first think about having Flat Earth stuff on? Like, why would you do that to yourselves?
That was the first live show we ever done. We had Red's and Nathan Thompson. You know, we moved from the audio only to the... you know, with the audio only, the very first ever live stream that we had was it was on a Sunday. It was actually the 7th of January. It was Red's Rhetoric and Nathan Thompson from the Facebook group.
Nathan Thompson has like the largest Flat Earth Facebook group there is.
Yeah, he doesn't say that 1,000 times.
It's pretty large. Here's the thing that just recently, I don't know if you guys know, but recently a Facebook group was removed from Facebook, one of the anti-vax groups. They're gone. Facebook is cracking down on all of this stuff. And I'm wondering if his group is actually in jeopardy. But to answer your question, I've known Reds for like, 5 years now. Me and him have been longtime friends. I love the guy. I mean that very sincerely. I actually do love Red's rhetoric, not as a thing, but I mean, I think he's one of the greatest guys I've ever met and ever tried to talk to. And so I always liked being in his hangouts, right? Back in the day, I'd go to his hangouts and he would have discussions with these flat earthers. And his channel wasn't as big back then, right? But people recognized that he knew his shit and people recognized he was able to debunk everything that was thrown at him. And to be honest with you, the things haven't changed much, right? I mean, sure, there's a little bit more people talking about, CGI and things of that nature. But for the most part, the arguments of Flat Earth have not changed in any real major way. It's all based on Eric Debye's 200 proofs against the round earth kind of thing. But he, you know, was a king at destroying and dismantling flat earth argumentation. And I used to be involved in that. But then I realized, again, there's not much difference in the arguments. But now we have actually new flat earthers coming in that maybe they're running the same argument, but they're very entertaining in how they do it. Look at like Ross, yeah. Right? Like flat earth Aussie Jesus. I mean, the guy's just bizarre as shit, right? I gotta admit, come that's on, entertaining yeah. to like, listen to. But he's
when you guys shit. First put me against flat earth Jesus, and then he came out with the moon was dug out of the Grand Canyon by giants, smelted into quartz, filled with helium, and put and in the sky to mock us for worshipping the sun. And he said that with a straight face. I realized what kind of batshit crazy people I was dealing with.
I was going to wait and announce this later, but I might as well just do it. For like a SummerSlam thing this summer on the stream where Steve has to appear shirtless, I have quite the thing planned. We're going to have George Lujack, Artisan Tony, Flat Earth Aussie Jesus, and Debbie all in one.
Oh, God.
Hangout.
I don't think the internet can handle that. I think there's laws against that in like 40 states. Yeah,
that amount of stupidity in one place will create some kind of singularity. You realize that?
Maybe.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Maybe.
What kind of conversation do you plan on having with everybody just going,
not a good one. Not a productive one, to say the least. By the way, I don't know if you guys watched, but we were on Drunken Peasants again the other day. And by the way, I really enjoy being on DP. I'm really surprised because I haven't really watched it that much. But Ben and Billy have been very kind to us and very entertaining. And I really like going on their show. But G-Man, they invited G-Man on. Did you guys happen to watch that? Because I had not had a discussion with G-Man in quite some time. But he got in a little discussion with Kyle, and he got wrecked. I mean, just absolutely wrecked. And it was very entertaining to watch.
Well, he's not to, you know, I don't want to derail their the plan, but he, if you're not following G-Man and Shani for Christ's drama, you need to be. Literally, this is gonna really make you sick, Steve, but I literally watched as G-Man played a video that Shani had made in response to something G-Man said, where she is sitting there with Revelation News saying, "You're supposed to sniff my panties. That's something that you're supposed that." Yeah. I didn't want to be the only one that heard that, Steve. So you have to. Somebody else needed to. You know, be in my misery. Okay, Team Skeptic, please get us back on track.
Okay, so what's next for the non-sex show? Where are you guys heading now? You're about to cross 30,000 subscribers. You're about to get channel membership. And what's next? I mean, are you guys done? Are we done with non-sex? Once you hit 30K, you're just retiring, calling it quits?
Good question.
I want to know why we haven't hit 100K yet. I'm not. I really am. I hate to say it, but I can understand my channel only has like 8K. You guys do deserve more than that. But I don't know why this channel only has 30,000.
I think I know why. Because all your stuff is live streams. And I don't think YouTube quite understands live streams for the algorithm.
Correct.
So even though you get a lot of views and everything, I don't think you get promoted as much within the algorithm because everything you do is live streams.
Correct. We are at a disadvantage there. However, I'm okay with it. I never increasing in subs is a good thing. Like it would be dumb and dishonest of anybody I think doing YouTube to say that, "Oh, I don't care about sub count." Everybody cares about the sub count. However, it's not the most important thing. What I look at is sort of the community that has been able to sort of grow out of it, and the connections, and if you look at many at Faithless Forum when I was there, literally everyone there we've had on the show, literally everyone there. There are YouTubers that have up in the millions of subscribers that have been on. There are people with 20 subscribers that have been on. There are astrophysicists like Lawrence Krauss, who are some of the greatest minds in the world. Then there are people like Debbie, who has no mind. the beautiful thing about this show is that the niche is like our niche is everyone's niche. If it's an interesting conversation and it doesn't matter, like, you know, what your numbers are or like how famous you are, how infamous you are, we will have the discussion. And I think that's something that's been missing on YouTube.
She's been coming. Debbie's been commenting on my channel lately, and the issue she has is my background. She says that because I've got a cartoon Earth in the background, I shouldn't be talking about Earth as a real thing.
Clearly, those are real photos of a cartoon Earth, though.
Yeah, but can you set up a debate between me and her? Because I would really like to.
You don't want that. I do.
We like you too much to do that to you.
That's still one of my favorite moments on YouTube is when Geo Striber was like trying to ask her questions about astronomy and she had no clue about it. And he goes, okay, so you're ignorant to astronomy. And he was trying to move on. And she's like, no, hold on. No, I am not ignorant to it. And he's like, okay, well, then what is this right here? I don't know astronomy. You're ignorant to it. And then she was like, no, I'm not ignorant to it. And he's like, click, there's nothing we can gain from this conversation.
Her and that credit card company was the greatest. That
is one of my favorite things on YouTube, Kyle. Honestly,
that is like she was amazing in that. Like,
I can never stop watching that.
Either she's a brilliant actress or she really.
Can you imagine the person taking that call though?
What would you think? I mean, what would you think if you're just some random customer service?
I would have hung up on the first 2 minutes.
Oh no, I would have got everyone around my desk and put it on speakerphone.
Right. Like,
that was just incredible.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment. I'm surprised that she posted that. You know, like posted it in honor. Yeah. Like what she did was so amazing. She should be so amazingly proud of the idiot she is.
No, I'm serious. Like
no, but she did a good job. If that was just some like random schmuck, like who's a comedian that did that as a trick, that would have been brilliant as well. But so the whole thing is. Is she legit or is she not legit? Because again, either she's one hell of an amazing actress and a Poe, or she's so far gone that there's just no hope for her at all.
Yeah.
Either way, it's entertaining because that was brilliant, brilliant comedy.
It's funny. It's funny though. Yeah,
remember when we had Edgewise on and Debbie messaged you?
We come away from these things. Like everyone hates Steve. Like that's just a
by design.
But it's true. Like I'm talking about these heels, I guess you would say on the show, but for some reason, like whatever reason, I have a really like workable relationship with most of them. Like Russian Vids respects me for whatever reason. Me and Debbie get along great. even Rand Campbell, was saying, well, you know, I don't agree with homosexuality, but you're not that bad of a, you know, I can tell you're a decent fellow. It's so strange the dynamic that you sort of walk away from, because even though you fight with these people tooth and nail, and even oddly enough G-Man to a certain degree, like I hate G-Man with a passion, but when G-Man got thrown out of his house that Shani was renting to him or whatever, and he was afraid he was going to be homeless or whatever, I donated to G-Man's PayPal, and I said in the tag, I said, not even this homo wants to see you out on the street. And ever since then, there's some sort of like understood, like we hate each other and we go at each other, but there's an understood sort of like, okay, this is just about the argument level. You know what I mean? As a person, you know, I don't want anything bad.
A few flat earthers that I have that relationship with. Most of them flat out despise me. Like I genuinely think that out of all the debunkers, I probably have the most hate from the flat earthers. They follow me around.
Who's the one who's your arch nemesis?
At the moment, Sleeping Warrior detests me because he knows what's coming. So yeah, but there is a couple that Sleeping Warrior Week. So. Sleeping Warrior keeps using a citation from a Scientific America article written by a guy called George Misser titled How Einstein Revealed the Universe's Strange Non-Locality. In the article, George Mosher describes the relationship between Einsteinian and Newtonian gravity and our current understanding of it and his kind of exploration into what it means. Sleeping Warrior has cherry-picked this article to fuck and has basically tried to use it as evidence that Einsteinian gravity completely replaced Newtonian gravity and we shouldn't ever speak about Newtonian gravity again. And that means for some reason the Earth is flat. Yeah.
First of all, we use Newtonian gravity because it's much easier to use in most circumstances and it makes the fuck all difference. That's why we still use
Newtonian
gravity.
This is his big argument at the moment. And he doesn't believe in gravity at all. He thinks science is being contradictory because he doesn't understand certain things that are being said. Like there's one phrase within the article that George Mosher uses. Einstein snapped the wand of Newton's gravity, as in, you know, what that means is that Newton thought that gravity acted instantaneously like magic everywhere, whereas Einstein snapped the wand and explained that it was caused by the curvature of space-time was limited to the speed of light. But Stephen Moyer has taken this one particular phrase and like totally misrepresented it. So I went to George Mosher and got an interview with him. and
nice. Yeah, gravity gravity is infinite but not instantaneous.
Yes. Does Craig, let me ask you this: Does he realize that by going by the moniker Sleeping Warrior, that doesn't exactly inspire like a sort of a rally behind him? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think he thinks period that at all.
Sleeping Warrior. You know, like what is more useless than a sleeping warrior?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it could be a reference to like a warrior that's getting ready to do something, you know, that's preparing for battle.
You can't get ready to do something if you're sleeping.
Are you preparing for battle?
What I decided to do was take this interview, and I'm releasing it on May the 20th. But I thought, rather than just have that interview and rub that in Sleeping Warrior's nose, I'm going to create a whole week of entertainment around Sleeping Warrior. So starting with the interview being released on the 20th of May, then the next day is the roast of Sleeping Warrior, where there's a bunch of us debunkers that are going to roast Sleeping Warrior. Then Sleeping Warrior gets his second episode of Flurfs Are Idiots. Then there's going to be my promo for Sleeping Warrior to win Dumb Fuck of the Year. And then for some reason, Sleeping Warrior has agreed to debate me for a second time on the 5th of the on the Friday of this week. Even though he knows what's coming, he thinks he's going to win somehow.
Has Anthony Riley not won the Tough Fuck of the Year yet? I'm trying to think.
No, he's come second.
Runner up three times.
He came second. Okay, second. He came runner up. Yeah, that's right. He's been runner up. Yeah. Okay, because I know. That's right. He didn't.
Yeah,
that's right. He didn't win. He should have won that year, but
yeah. So to finish it off on the Saturday. Sorry, to finish it off on the Saturday, George Mosher and I have organized a project called Project Aristophanes, where we are going to measure the planet by getting a whole bunch of different data from different points across the American continent and, you know, redoing Aristophanes' experiment, but on a much grander scale. So, I'm going to destroy Sleeping Warrior's channel and kill the Flat Earth in 1 week.
Cool.
I was just going to add that the only thing worse than losing a loser award, or the only thing worse than winning it, is losing it, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I would say I have a nemesis in the Flat Earth, and I tried to be cool with him. He's the guy that's responsible for kicking me out of his stupid Flat Earth group on Facebook, and then I got my chance to get his ass back on here, and I shut his ass up live, and everybody got to watch him act like a little fucking baby on the Non Sequitur show. He was saying, "You've got 650-700 people watching." He's like, "Ah, bah, bah." Like, yes. Thank you. We have 700 people watching, and you just look like a fucking kid. Thank you very much. Yeah. You make me look so good. But after that, we had such a great couple of conversations. I brought him onto my channel a couple of times. We debated him here. We had a great conversation here. I went onto his channel because his jackass friend, or whatever you want to call him, says that 10 to the negative 17th was a fucking negative number, and he claims to be a physicist. So then I had to go in and correct him that no.
Yes, Steve, no, you heard that right.
You're unaware of it, Steve. What? Wait, hold on.
Right, Steve, he's trying to say the
gas. Say that again, because I did not hear that correctly.
The atmosphere can't be next to a vacuum because it's a negative pressure of 10 to the negative 17 torr, and that's a negative number. And
it's a negative number.
We pressed him on it. We pressed him on it. We like, can you clarify? Do you think that's a negative number? And he has doubled down on it on many occasions.
He has not just doubled down, but he is about, at this point, that's 10 times, this, whatever you want to call that number, he's downed at that time, because he said that. First off, Nathan Thompson said that, and then this guy comes on, and Nathan Thompson's like, oh, this guy, great, JM's one of my friends, and he's got a master's in science, and I was like, oh, great, a master's of science, because come on here and school me, because I don't have a master's in science, obviously, so let's hear what he has to say about the flat earth. And he comes on, and Nate, the first thing Nathan Thompson says is, JM, is 10 to the negative 17 a negative number? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, hold on.
I'll take Nathan Thompson or JM Truth any day over Master Supreme Apologist General. That guy
Are you talking about the guy from last night?
Yeah, Supreme Apologist. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen,
he's still going
on. Oh, yeah, I saw that last night.
He is convinced that he won again. He's absolutely convinced of this. I mean, the losers of grandeur are just epic, right? By the way, I don't have any flat earthers that I would say is a nemesis. I don't care enough about any of them to make any of them a nemesis. But the one that hates me the most, for whatever bizarre reason, I would say is probably Dell. And I have no, I mean, just he hates me. He hated me for the first second.
Southern Israelite, Karenism. Mark Sargent called us hateful people.
Oh no, not Mark Sargent! I bet you were hurt by that.
Oh yeah, I can only imagine what he says about me.
The chat wants me to tell Steve what JM Truth's Masters of Science is in.
I heard that.
I'm not joking when I say this. His master's of science is in pamphlet making.
Yeah, I think I heard something along
legitimately. He's got a full cell master's of science degree that takes 12 months, and it's all online courses.
Online course for pamphlet making.
Oh, he hovened it.
Yeah. And he also says that astronomy and seismology are not sciences, but film production is.
Cool. Yes, geology.
You heard that, right?
What else? There's a bunch of them. Not biology, but like evolutionary sciences. None of that can be manipulated. Therefore, it's not a real science.
How many of these
you can't play with the stars?
Do you think a lot of this is just lack of education, or you think there's like physical and mental impairment there in most of them? Because I used to think it was they weren't educated, but now I do think there's a distinct combination of all of those.
It really is the Dunning-Kruger effect. That's the thing. I've been reading a lot about the Dunning-Kruger effect, and it is the fact that JM Truth, especially, he has zero knowledge, but he has so much confidence in what he says. But if he actually took the time to study it for just a little bit, he would realize that he had no knowledge and his confidence would disappear. But he is so confident that he treats his channel like he's some kind of college professor, and he says, oh, this is science 101 on whatever, and then stands in a field wearing a lab coat talking to the camera.
It's dishonesty.
I don't think it's
ignorance or the fact that they're not intelligent. It's dishonesty. Most of them, 99.9% of them, know the fucking earth is round. This is a persecution club. They think that the government lied to them about something at some point. And they're all coming together under the banner of flat earth, because that's what's trendy. That's what's cool. It's the bad, you know, the bad boys and girls club. And so they all just unite under that banner. But I guarantee you, and you can tell by their arguments. Their arguments are literally so. When we had people like Edgewise tell us that dragons unstacked the continents, or Antonio Superrats, that trees disprove gravity because they grow up. Like, if you no one honestly believes that shit. No one does.
Well, unless they have mental disorders. I mean, if they have mental disorders, then yes, they do probably honestly believe some of this stuff.
I think there is some that really do believe it. And the ones that really do believe it are the ones with a religious back. You know, it's because they think the Bible says it. Like, Nathan Thompson, for instance, he thinks it's flat because the Bible says it's flat, as far as he's concerned. And I think those are the ones that genuinely do believe it. I don't think you can be someone who isn't inherently religious and still believe the earth is flat, unless, like you said, there's some kind of mental deficiency there.
there is something to be said for that. Contrarian. I mean, you just recently heard the guy, some of them are contrarians, but there's a guy just recently, a kid that was against anti-vaxxing and for the chicken pox as well, which is not something that's mandatory in the States here, but it's available. But he actually got contracted chicken pox. The school said, you can't be here. He's fighting that, but he got the chicken pox and he's an anti-vaxxer. But it's still because of his religious leanings. They said he had strongly, deeply held religious convictions is I think the terms they used. That's a lot of the reason why I think that when Kyle talks about anti-theism, I do get on board with some of that, because the religiosity of people that lend to them to believe such fuckery of like, oh, I'm not going to have my kids vaccinated because of, quote, deeply held religious convictions. How can I not balk at that? I've got to say, that's just stupid.
There's people stupid in the world that will die if there isn't some kind of herd immunity. You know, people with immunocompromising diseases, they need everybody to be vaccinated. Otherwise, they are in lethal danger all the time. And I honestly believe that if you don't get your kids vaccinated, they should not be allowed in public schools.
I agree. Dude, I'm on board with you on that one, dude. I'm absolutely on board with you on that one.
100%. Have y'all had a anti-vaxxer on yet?
We can't. We can't find one. They're skittish.
Trying to get one.
They're very skittish. I've reached out to some. People have tagged me and said, hey, this person may be interested. And they go, nope.
You could always try to count.
We had one on Red's channel. We could try and speak to him and get him on.
I'd love to.
Isn't Flat Earth Ozzy Jesus? Isn't he anti-vax?
Well, a lot of Flat Earthers are anti-vax as well.
He's played out, though.
Yeah, it's hard because we need somebody here. I set something up between I don't know if you know who Ian Bolton is. He's a PhD in biochemistry, but he specializes in immunology, right? And he and without a crystal ball, Katie, I set them up together to have a show on anti-vaxxing. We're trying to get somebody. I would like to see them have somebody who's on the anti-vaxxing side. So if you know of anybody that may want to join them on that, that would be great as well.
Hannah keeps suggesting Grim V.
No. No, 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 no. I honestly to God, if I have to put a kibosh on anybody ever having access to this channel, it's Grim V. He's cancerous. He's toxic. He promotes the most ridiculous things. If you want to see why I don't want him on ever, go watch on my channel, Steve McRae versus Grim V Cancer. He causes people to die. I will not have that. Because of him, people
any anti-vaxxer does. Anyone that's pushing
He's worse than anti-vaxxer online. No, he's like all of them combined. He's wretched. He's just, you name it, he'll try to preach it as fact.
That's the person that you need on here the most to smack down. Somebody that advocates to that level of harm.
I would say this. I agree with Kyle. To that extent, I'll say this. The only reason I don't want him access to the show because I don't want people to know who the fuck he is, really. But since he's on, I have a video on him on my channel. But if you have him on, you need to find the best person in the world to fucking bitch slap him into next fucking week. And especially when he starts talking about, he's a person who actually promotes Electric Universe as well.
Fuck's sake. He's
a complete nutter. Yeah, he's a complete nutter. I think it's just insane.
We'll look into that. Well, Team Skeptic, please go ahead. What's next on the agenda?
Oh, no, I was going to say, well, I have a video for us to watch. It's a video of a couple of crazy people that we're going to watch together and kind of make comments on, react to it a little bit if you guys are okay with that.
Absolutely.
It's a good video. It's going to have us rolling, so.
Steve,
it's not
R and Ron Grimpy. Add another name to the body
no,
list.
No, I would. First of all, Aaron wouldn't understand the arguments that Grim makes.
Oh, roll the video, Dave. I knew that was coming.
Okay, so this let me first start that these are a couple ladies I've seen. They've done some videos that just absolutely make me laugh when I watch. So we'll let Dave play it. We'll tell him when to stop it. If you got a comment about it, just tell Dave to stop it and we'll make comments. But there's going to be a lot. So be prepared. Hey, go ahead and skip it up, Dave, to about 45 seconds.
One, for someone like me who is a dyed-in-the-wool skeptic, just how I was raised...
Oh, this is gold.
...who feels oddly drawn to this method despite their better judgment...
She's taking questions from the audience.
...approach the subject of, quote, lightweight...
I mean, look at her. She's tripping balls, right?
...rational mind is constantly challenging...
What am I watching right now?
And question two...
Hold on, wait. How long wait till they get to the answers.
...someone with a clinical history...
Why is her eyes bugging out like that, though?
...to recover... To be, quote,
what I want to know is why is she reading questions from the bowl when there's a lady next to her with her hand up with a goddamn question and she ain't talking about her?
I was getting ready to say, like, what? There's no context. At some point,
the first thing is being sad in this.
Go ahead.
Did you say stop, Kyle? I'm sorry.
No, I said what in the actual fuck? I mean. Look at what they're doing. What are they doing? There's no context here.
It makes no
sense.
Oh,
they're channeling. They're channeling. No, they're channeling.
They're channeling their angels or spirits.
Oh, yes, they're channeling. They're angelic channeling.
So they're letting them come into their bodies right now or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but
reaching out for them.
And they're taking questions about from the audience about being channelers.
Got it. Fantastic.
This is by somebody who seems to know Sarah.
That's true.
From personal observation. They're saying nobody's trying to convince anybody of anything, and this is a way to connect with God.
This is mad.
And divine presences and healing and light and life purpose.
They look like they're strung
if
out as fuck.
If it doesn't ring true to you, then find another
look,
way.
It looks like she stopped channeling. It looks like she's focusing on a question. She's no longer channeling the answer. True.
If you want, there's on the website of Lightworkers Healing Method, the website, there is a section on becoming a certified light worker. It's maybe under the About tab.
Stop it there. Look, a certified light worker. You got to put your hands over your eyes to be a certified light worker.
Okay, can I ask a question? How many subscribers does this channel have?
2 million.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Hold on. God, you should keep going. I'll go look. What's that?
This is episode number 1027. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hold on. I'm looking right now. They have, they have 1,000 episodes and only 4,000 subscribers.
They have, we need, that's pretty decent. They've got okay, look at the episode like 10, 14 has 23,000 views.
Here's the thing. No, there's a bigger problem here. That means that 4,000 people on the planet watched this and said, I need more of this shit.
are sitting in their living room with one hand up and one hand over their eyes, channeling
light. Someone said,
light.
Yes, the light bringer?
They get,
I have a question. Yes, sign me up for this shit. This is, these are two human kazoos.
They're getting literally 5,000 to 30,000 views a video, but every video they have, they have like 50% approval rating or lower. So I think the people who are watching this stuff would be, I mean, every one of them is 50% is lower except for like a handful. There's only one in the green. They're all red.
You guys watching, you know what's coming too. You know what's going to happen.
Kyle, how badly do you want these two on your show?
Oh, they're going to come on.
Their channel.
The subs are like they're probably like G-Man subs because most of the people that are subbed to G-Man don't watch them because they believe any of his bullshit.
Yeah, these two. What's the name of their channel?
The Angelic Initiative.
No, it's actually someone's name.
The only kind of angel these two are familiar with is Angel Dust. That's what there's no.
It's like Lynn McGonagall
in the forest. They've been looking for mushrooms and stuff, right? They've been eating all the wild mushrooms.
Angel Dust and
Kyle, how many?
Tina.
Their biggest video. How many people? How many views do you think they have? Their biggest video.
180,000.
It's over 100,000.
Oh my god!
1,000.
Well, the views I believe, like I can believe that there are a lot of views on this because this is entertaining as fuck to watch. What I can't get over is the fact that somebody wants to be notified when this shit's happening.
I don't get it. Everyone,
I'm subbed with the it and the dinger.
Explain this to me. On the most popular video, every one of these comments, almost every one of these comments is one thing. People saying that's true. That's, I mean, literally every comment. 80-90% of every comment is that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true. I'm not even exaggerating.
It's a mantra or something.
That's true. That's true. Every one of them is saying that's true. I don't know what the inside joke is, but holy shit.
I think Trevor Valley would be a hell of a combo.
Tau Ceti Alpha is in the chat right now. You should do a spin-off of this kind of shit, Tau. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see a little bit more of this. Because it is 8:10, so we need to be cleared out of here by 8:35 at the latest, so we can reset.
We'll do a couple more minutes of this video. It's pretty hilarious, and then we'll do our "My Buddy's an Idiot," and you guys can do your super chats, and we'll be out of here.
I'm so glad that you brought this to my attention.
There's a good written description of many ways you can relate to this method. You can relate to it as a recipient of the energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's
so
true.
Possibly go.
That's true. That's why they're saying it. Now I get it.
That's the great thing.
And you can choose to.
Is she responding to her, or is she just randomly saying
it? Look at those eyes. She is.
She is
fucked up beyond
true. Ring your boat? Yeah, it doesn't float your boat or ring true to you. Go find another
How much air duster do you have to do to get
keep in mind the frame
like
of reference that humanity is destroying the planet. This is not our opinion. This
she
is the community that we're more than halfway through.
Well, when that one arm gets tired, you got to put it down and shake that shit out. Look at her doing it.
I'm pretty sure she thinks just one eye at a time. As real can be, and when we die, as is inevitable, each and every one of us is going to be held accountable for this, and so however you relate to life or God, keep
she's
that
just
as
got her hand above her head now.
Because
true.
You're going to die just like we all are. We're all going to die.
That's true.
And so let's just...
That's true.
Now it makes sense. Now I get it. Look,
Keith Richards from Rolling Stones is looking at these two going, they're fucked up.
That's true.
Even he would probably die with the amount of meth these two are on right now.
God, my. This is
even
this
there
is,
to feel.
Oh, we got to get to the next question because she says something so funny in the next question. So,
just keep that in mind and work for that exit conference so that it isn't just that we're getting the whole bookcase of books thrown at us.
That's true.
And now, as to how drug use influences an energy body, it can definitely make
take
it
a look
hard
at me.
For the energy body to clear. What is recommended is to accrue a bunch of good karma and do it rapid fire.
I want to read the instruction manual on how to be a channeler.
You can pray. For those blockages to be removed so that you can feel. Now, if you haven't accrued a bunch of good karma, nobody who's legit is going to help you.
That's true.
All that you're going to get are, girl, I'll help you. Get into my car. Do you want some candy? That kind of stuff.
I doubt anybody.
I don't want the candy you guys have been taking.
Nobody's offered her candy in 30 years, 40 years.
Help themselves. So, first things first, accrue a lot of good karma.
She looks like she's
meditate.
Possessed.
This advice goes out to many clients. Become a
I like how the lady on the left remembers that she's not waving her hand. She starts waving it real quick.
Someone needs to take this and edit like things
hard to give up.
Behind them or like above them that they're like grabbing towards or swatting away.
And for others.
Oh my god, this is
and
too
then, and only then ask for help. And help will come.
And let me ask you this question. Let's say that this is true, right? Let's say that this light or channel, whatever, these angels are real. Who in the fuck wants to follow them if this is your fate? Like if this, yeah, I know, if this right? is your destiny, who's going to say, yes, Lord, let me follow you. Let me sit in a chair like I'm in a classroom where the teacher is forever looking past me to the student behind me, asking what their question is and not mine. While is that her mother?
That's true.
Is that her mother?
I don't know.
It could be.
She talks about her family life in a second, which is funny.
Kids, if you're watching, this is more effective than that whole this is your brain on drugs with the egg in a pan. Like, this right here is your brain on drugs. Like, don't channel drugs.
Okay.
Don't channel angels for sure, because if that's what channeling angels does to you, I don't want to be like that.
You know, though, oddly enough, you could take them, and if there was a green screen behind them, you could literally put them in a church, like the Pentecostals, and they would fit right in. You wouldn't think that they're crazy like this, because it would just be like they were just holding their hands up, praising the Lord. That's the funny thing.
Right, we need someone with After Effects skills to get on this. Oh my God.
It looks like they're ready to do a Bukkake scene.
Does this answer the question?
She's catching it all right there with her left hand.
Our last question comes from a viewer named Abigail.
I was just thinking they were idiots too, right on time.
How do those in your personal life react or respond to your choice to focus on this practice and your videos that you upload? How does your daily life look like outside of the practice?
Remind the chat setup that she gives a hell of a hand job.
Healing.
For hours. Look who she talking to. Like, what, both of them have family problems.
Actually, it's an open-ended. So over here,
how do you think this conversation started? They're in the 24/7 car at the dinner table going,
Lifestyle. You know what we need to do? It's a lifestyle choice, and we really have the intention, the strong intention to be using every single moment for greatest impact to
that poor dog.
Creating upward flow. That's true. So that we can be receiving feedback, all of us, during the lifetime, because we think
that's
it's true.
What is she doing? She's stirring
cool.
the waters.
And kind of like hijacking people to let them go an entire lifetime.
Just imagine
without
there are
feedback,
with her
and then
eyes.
Everything will be fine.
There are 1,100s of these.
We've done 1,100 episodes of this.
I think they should have more subscribers, honestly. I think they need millions.
No shit.
They're doing something wrong.
A Simple Pure Life is the title of this video. Does this look like a simple, pure life?
They're talking about family problems, and that's probably the reason why they're out in the field.
This is a mime horror story going wrong. Like.
Look at the girl on the right. Her eyes, she keeps going through these phases of like she's seeing elves or something. And like she just can't believe that she's looking at a pot of gold and a leprechaun holding it. You know, like look at her face.
I really wonder what they're on.
While she's stirring the pot of gold, like she's sitting there with her hand in circles.
Man, I think I want to get That's True as a tattoo.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be a shirt with her hand up. I need to do that. Put her on a shirt and put, That's True. All right, well, I guess we can end it there, and we can go ahead and start moving to the next section, since we only have about one or two more sections, and one of those sections is you guys doing your super chats. So
that was amazing.
Right now, there's so much more to that video. I've watched it maybe 5 or 6 times. Anytime I feel depressed, I throw them on. They're amazing for self-confidence. I highly recommend anybody watch.
I think I would rather be Brett Keaton than one of them two.
No,
I think I would. Brett Keaton at least still has his mental faculties about him. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Really?
So everybody in the chat, we're getting to that My Buddy's an Idiot segment. So everybody will go ahead and submit their My Buddy's an Idiot in the chat, lead it off with My Buddy's an Idiot because of this reason. So let's just give it an example. MA2 Fletcher Eisler says, My Buddy's an Idiot because he's not subbed to Steve McRae's channel. So get your My Buddy's an Idiots in there, and we will get started as soon as we see them start coming in. Now, Steve and Kyle, you're new to this, so me and Fight the Flat Earth will start off with the first two, and then We'll go to you, Steve, and then to you, Kyle, and then back up to you, Fight the Flat Earth, okay?
Sounds good.
We have to come up with a creative...
No. We're reading the live chat.
Oh, okay.
So the chat's going to show us reading. Okay. So I'll start with Scott DeLion. My buddy's an idiot because he wants to be Brett Keane.
Surf says, my buddy's an idiot because that's true.
Steve?
Ron Smitty.
Oh, I got to scroll now.
Okay, that's fine. You're good.
My buddy's an idiot because she waves her hands at the sky in a YouTube video while spouting incoherent nonsense.
My buddy's an idiot because he jerks off angels. That was by Glober Chris.
Yeah, they were doing it. That's what they were doing. Okay. It makes sense now. Logic before religion. My buddy's an idiot because he is a ginger. Oh, that's harsh.
Smitty says, my buddy's an idiot because he's my buddy.
YouTube search in general, my buddy is just a fucking idiot.
Ding.
Steve, we're on Mike Bronson.
Mike, what are you? I'm so lost.
My buddy's an idiot because he's a summer.
I'm just picking ones at random that I like. I didn't know there was any particular order.
Go ahead. You're good.
Oh, I like this one. God's auditor. My buddy is an idiot because he thinks it's pronounced potato and not potato.
My buddy's in the Kitson Cavalier says, my buddy's an idiot because in a line of traffic, they stopped on the railroad track so the train wouldn't cut in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Mama, let's see. I just jumped. These chats need to fix themselves from jumping.
Right.
Mama Murder 73. Mama Murder 73 says, my buddy's an idiot because she thinks she's floating in the air while on a plastic chair in the middle of the forest while looking fantasy elves in the distance.
Sweet. DePoot says, my buddy is an idiot because she wears a green tank top and reaches up to the sky thinking my balls are up there.
this is my favorite one so far. Rodent, no last name. My buddy is an idiot because he lost an argument to G-Man.
Nice. Ooh.
Ooh, that's your buddy's an idiot.
Yeah. Adam at Ford says, my buddy is an idiot because mercury in the vaccines.
Hannah Anderson says, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks Brett Keane has brain cells.
Ooh. Rainy Beaver, my buddy's an idiot because he taunts me with an empty box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mr. Unite for the Children, my buddy's an idiot because he's just picking ones at random that he likes.
Sean, go ahead. Flatter, my bad.
My buddy's an idiot. Oh, no, that one's been done. Sorry. Oh, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks his puppy, Jesus, is proof of dog.
Sean Carroll says, nice. My buddy's an idiot because he chose an ugly Lamborghini over a 1969 Jaguar XKE.
Kit Topper says, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks human used to ride on dinosaurs. That is true, by the way.
Yeah, didn't you guys watch the Flintstones?
Niles Caro, my buddy's an idiot because he represented Kent in court. didn't do a very good job.
My buddy's God's auditor. My buddy's an idiot because he still supports Trump legitimately.
Phil Blocka says, my buddy's an idiot because he has 120,000 plus members on his the largest Facebook group of flat earthers ever, but his YouTube views don't add up to the echo chamber. Yeah, Nathan Thompson, it's about you, bud.
let's see. Where are we? Jinley's channel, my buddy's an idiot because he's making a time machine because he can't wait for Sleeping Warrior Week.
Ooh. Well, you're going to have to wait 10 days.
Sean Hawkins, my buddy is an idiot because he thought the Scopes Monkey won the trial. By the way, if you haven't seen that movie, Inherent the Wind, one of the best movies ever made, go watch it. It is brilliant.
Seraph64 says, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks 10 to the negative 17 is a negative number.
That is pretty stupid.
Magda Von der Weed says, my buddy's an idiot because she believes not in God, but in angels.
My buddy's an idiot from Daniel Cooper because he thinks he is 423-0 in debates. Yes, your buddy is an idiot.
Yeah, this one's similar. DS, my buddy is an idiot because he thought he won the debate against Vosh.
Rodent, no last name. My buddy's an idiot because he's still drinking Jilly Juice.
Meat Shield, actually, Meat Shield said, my buddy Tubian323 is an idiot because he laid down and let a mile-long train drive over him, only a scratch on his neck from a hanging branch.
I got one. Godless Engineer says, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks turning your video upside down disproves gravity.
Nice. Mike Earlson says, my buddy is an idiot. Seriously, congrats on 10K Fight the Flat Earth.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
ZB, my buddy is an idiot because he thought it was dark behind the sun, like a flashlight.
Hannah Anderson, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks airplanes have to rise over the hump on the equator. Ooh,
that's and funny. We'll end it on this good one right here from Tau Ceti Alpha, one of my favorite creators on
love
the internet.
Him.
Love him. My buddy's an idiot because he saw an astronaut playing with water in the ISS and thinks that was a breast implant.
It did kind of look like
all
one,
right.
Though.
Well, then I want to go on the ISS just to play with water. Then shit.
Right.
Yeah, man.
My buddy's an idiot because he doesn't think doubt is a virtue.
So I guess that's where we're going to end the science or satire part of this show. Want to say first off and again thank you so much to Kyle and Steve for not just allowing us to use your platform to get out there and get our show out to new members, but also giving us the opportunity to interview both of you guys, because I think the community never gets a chance to hear your side of the story, where you came from, who you guys really are, and I know we're all interested. We just never get to hear it.
Yeah.
So,
and David as well. Thanks for everything you
yes,
do for
and
the
Dave as well.
And the community as well. You know, you've helped out people outside in the non-sec when they really needed it as well. And I think a whole bunch of channels wouldn't be anywhere near as good as they are without your technical skills.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm so grateful that you guys are in the community, and we've had so many new members and new faces come in the community. I have my little side community, the Great Debate community. This is like the extended version, obviously, and much, much bigger as a whole. But I mean, we've had so many new names come in the last year or so, people that just probably wouldn't had the wherewithal to even bother to do this stuff and lend their voices to the community and their skill sets had there not been platforms like ours and other platforms very similar, allowing them opportunity to do so. But without you guys, our show wouldn't be as entertaining as it is. So, I mean, we're grateful that we found people like you that have the talent, the skills to dismantle these types of arguments, and people enjoy listening to you guys dismantle arguments because, well, let's face it, it's fucking entertainment. I mean, there's no way to raise about it. So.
Yeah, every time I come on the Secretary Show, I have an absolute blast. When I get angry, when Kyle shouts at me for talking over, it's so much fun. And again, I just want to. I think the stream may have crashed.
It did. It came right back up, though.
Okay. All right. Brandon Higgins
let's
says,
end it before it.
Love you guys. Okay, keep it up. Dubitat Ebius says, if I was gay, I would so do Steve.
And if I told him if I was gay, I'd let him.
Blair Sedowitz says, this show is without parallel. I'm hooked. I'm sorry, Blair. Ancini Sarviso says, people ask me that all the time. They're like, are you serious when you tell people not to follow your show or subscribe? And no, absolutely not. I just, it's one thing that in people's videos, as somebody that watched, I always hated when it took people like five minutes to get through the spiel about smashing the like button, subscribing. This is where our Patreon is. And I swore that I would always do the opposite of that. And so, no, I'm not saying that I really don't want anybody following. That would be obviously ludicrous, but that's just why. I hated seeing that in video, so it just kind of stuck with me. Sorvito says, you have a good show. Thanks from Finland. You have my money. Thank you for your money. Johan Roderick said, sorry, I have been missing a bunch of streams lately. # Hey Manatee. Love you guys. Plus, fight the flat earth. And Team Skeptic. JC Aranda says, who sang this lovely melody? Who did sing the, at least I'm not Brett Keane?
Oh, I have no idea, but whoever did it was a goddamn genius.
It was, yeah. For real.
He hit it all. He hit the vocal inflections, the pathetic, you know, depressed about life, all those inflections you could possibly get to cross how bad it must be to be that person he's singing about, and at least he's not Brett Keane.
It's the channel name is Lazy J, for those who are interested.
Well, I'm going to that right now.
Thomas Bram says, hail Sigma Octans, the number one flat earth killer. Kwiasa, maybe if a Poe lies to oneself for too long, they actually start believing it. Design Song 1 says, I love today's Mystery Science Theater 3000 format. Mr. Unite the Children, everyone here must sub to them. We could have fun when they go live asking questions. Brian Shannon, all hail the Crystal Method. The Pooch sent a super chat.
All hail the Crystal Method.
Aaron Bates said,
that's amazing.
That's amazing. Always good. Call Clownfish and Himawari's fake. God's Auditor did not leave a message, but thank you for the super chat. And I've got three more. Alexis B left a super chat without a message. Mama Murder 73 filming vid on Monday. Hope you all watch it. We certainly will. Jason Schneider says, bad ideas need to be challenged with competent arguments. That's why I love and promote your channel. Keep bringing the crazy. Well, if my inbox is any indication, then the crazy will continue. So thank you very much, Fight the Flat Earth and Team Skeptic, for coming in and doing this. This was a lot of fun. And I think that you guys are going to have a lot of success on your channel. And everybody that, if you haven't already, you need to go directly from here to their channel, both of their respective channels and the one they have together. I'll link them in the description. So if you're watching this later on, and subscribe to all of them, and you will not be disappointed. Anything that you guys want to say, get out, promote, that you got coming up?
Tomorrow night we have Fight the Flat Earth. We'll be debating Spurs Kizmo on my channel. He may even be bringing a second person, so it may be a 2-on-2 debate, or you're so fortunate.
Apparently this is because about the moon landed, he wasn't prepared, so now he's prepared and he wants to get me back on the moon landing.
Okay.
But, that's what I got and coming then, up. And go ahead.
Sunday, we are doing a live debunk on my channel, aren't we? Of the rest of Nathan Thompson's video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Friday and Saturday, Friday and Sunday, good shit going on. Thanks for having us on again, guys. The new channel is in the chat, Science or Satire. Go and head over there and subscribe. We'll get all the previous episodes uploaded there, and then we will be launching properly within the next week or so. We'll have a chat about exactly when we're gonna put out our first proper video on there, but we hope you guys can all come over and hang out with us.
That's true.
Yeah, we'd love to have everybody. Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
That's true.
And then I guess I'm gonna, my catchphrase has always been I'm Father Skeptic and I'm out, but I'm gonna change that now, and I'm gonna say go sub to Steve Frey. Because I'm going to do that until he has 10,000 subs, because he needs more. He deserves. He doesn't need them. He deserves them more than I do. Because
some
I don't.
People don't have they don't even know I have a channel, to be honest with you. I still got people
I'm telling you, Steve.
Where's Steve's channel? It's like my name.
Change the name of your channel to Gandalf Says, and you'll have a million subs in no time.
I do like that name, but I Yeah, it doesn't fit me any longer. I'm not a Gandalf beard.
I got
a name for my channel. I'm gonna call it Kyle's Hair.
There you go.
Ooh, that is popular.
I want to take a second for something a little serious. Now, I was reached out to on Twitter by somebody who regularly follows this channel. She's been there since the beginning. I don't know if I think a lot of you will know her on Twitter. It's Francesca. It's at Herodin77. But she sent me a message, and there has apparently been some sort of issue with the mortgage company that she's been dealing with, and they've cut ties and aren't talking to her about the situation anymore. She's filed for bankruptcy, and that doesn't cover her house, so she is in really, really, really serious risk of losing where she lives. And she reached out to me, and I told her that I would be happy to put the link to the GoFundMe in the live chat. I put it in there now. You can see it in the live chat. If you want to read about her situation, and if you can, it would be awesome if you could help her out, because she's an amazing person, and I do not want to see that happen to her. So if you think about it and you can, just click that link and check it out. That would be an awesome thing to do. Steve, you got anything?
Just that this Saturday, I guess I'm going to be on the Geek Room. We're going to be doing a Let's Riff. I think at 4 Eastern, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to check
that's
that
another
out.
Channel that doesn't have anywhere near enough subs, right?
Well, they suck.
Yeah. That's true. All right, guys.
I love the Geek Room.
I love it.
We'll see you back here in 24 minutes, where Shannon and I will be taking your calls. You can get in touch with us by dialing 1-313-666-7371 or 1-313-NONSEC1. The call bank holds 5 people at a time, and then if you get a busy signal, that's why you'll just be rotated in if you keep calling. I mean, we'll be back here in just a few. And once again, thank you to Fight the Flat Earth and Team Skeptic. And fuck you, Flat Earth.